You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
I'm John Batchelor with Jared Dunleavy and James Hassan, whose new book I highly recommend. It's a tough read, however, when you see what could have been done. The Untold Story of Biden's Fiasco. It's August 15, 2021. Ghani, the president of the country, a man who has been kept in power by the U.S. and NATO for some time with full understanding of his responsibilities, flees the country in a helicopter, and he now is in the Middle East, to my understanding, and living out his life explaining himself. That event, however, means that there is no leadership in Kabul. The police chief, the generals, they all flee, grabbing helicopters from Hakia, the airport at the center of the city, and fleeing. So, Jerry, I come to you at this point. We begin a crisis at Hakia. We need to describe that airfield. Where was it, and why was it a catastrophe to choose Hakia for an evacuation, Jerry?
Yeah. So, the acronym HKIA, Hamid Karzai International Airport, or often called HKIA. This is an airport in the middle of Kabul, and this is the place that the Biden administration had chosen to do its evacuation from. So we should have chosen Bagram, and the State Department, in fact, was warned even by the command sergeant major at Bagram that to do a NEO, an evacuation through Kabul airport would be a disaster, that it should be done through Bagram. But because of President Biden's decisions, we shutter Bagram. We have to do the evacuation through Kabul airport. Well, now when Ghani flees, the Afghan government collapses and the Taliban walks into Kabul, now we have to do an evacuation through Kabul airport, but we have to do it with the Taliban in charge and with reliance on the Taliban right outside the gates of HKIA. And so and keep in mind, President Biden, in his mind, he tried to reduce our U.S. military footprint to something like 600 troops. That was not nearly enough to maintain order. And you see that in those dramatic scenes when the airport was overrun in those early days of mid-August 2021. Tens of thousands of Afghans trying to flee the country, the scenes of Afghans clinging to planes, and even as planes take off, Afghans falling to their deaths. We call that it's called the Night of the Zombies in our book. And it was a terrible, terrible situation. Because of Biden's decision to reduce U.S. troops to that level, the Taliban is able to walk into Kabul. All that we have is the airport, and we have to flow now 5,000 to 6,000 troops back in. And now these U.S. service members are tasked with getting out thousands of Americans, tens of thousands of Afghan allies and others, all while the Taliban is right outside the gates. And the Taliban is sometimes turning Americans away from the gates, sometimes beating Americans, turning our Afghan allies away, beating our Afghan allies, sometimes killing Afghans within full view of some of the Marines in sniper towers. And at the same time, we have a massive ISIS-K threat as well, because the first thing that the Taliban did when they took over Bagram on August 15th is they opened the doors to the prisons at Bagram. And those prisons held something like 2,000 ISIS-K terrorists, dozens of Al-Qaeda terrorists, and thousands of Taliban fighters. And they opened those doors. And among those ISIS-K prisoners who were freed was the man named Abdul Rahman al-Laghari, who would go on to carry out that terrorist attack at Abbey Gate at Kabul Airport on August 26th. And so the simple matter is that keeping Bagram was smart for about 10,000 different reasons. But one simple fact is that if we had just held on to Bagram, the suicide bomber who killed those Americans and killed those Afghan civilians, he would have been sitting behind bars rather than being able to carry out a terrorist attack.
John, if I may, I'd like to just jump in and add kind of some color about what transpired on the night of the 15th, because as Jerry mentioned, or on the 15th and kind of bleeding into the morning of August 16th, as Jerry mentioned, you know, Americans saw the images of Afghans falling from departing U.S. Air Force planes. And we kind of discussed who those Afghans were in detail in our book in Kabul, and also kind of what led up to it. But just to paint the scene, because we only had 600 troops in the country, which is about commensurate pound for pound with what you would have guarding an embassy in almost any other you know, Middle Eastern nation, the military had to rely on the Afghan military to help defend the perimeters of HKIA, of the Kabul airfield. And when the Afghan military fled, half of the perimeter was completely exposed. And the military did not have the manpower to defend that entire area. And on top of that, several units were flying back and forth to the embassy to evacuate all of the State Department staffers who were still there because the State Department had not issued, had not evacuated them beforehand. So you had, you know, several hundred troops at the most trying to basically guard the most critical infrastructure on the airfield. And the gates were opened and, you know, tens of thousands of Afghans swarmed the airfield, and the troops on the ground had to form basically a protective perimeter standing shoulder to shoulder surrounding the command center at Hamid Karzai International Airport, because if the command center was overrun, then there would be no evacuation at all. Everything would be lost. And in fact, during that time, several of the control towers at the airport were destroyed by the mob. And so the Marines and Air Force special operators had to conduct air traffic control for the entire evacuation, sitting underneath a tent using handheld radios and maps. And it's just an absolute feat of ingenuity that they were able to do it at all. That's kind of the backstory behind the scenes that everyone saw when everyone was flooding the airfield. And to be able to clear the runways so that reinforcements could land, the military kind of made a last second decision to put two Apache attack helicopters in the air and have them fly, you know, just a few dozen feet above the runway and use the force of the propellers to clear the crowd. And things were that dire.
Yes, I understand. We're talking about the Marine Corps and the U.S. Army, the 82nd Airborne Elements of, and the Marines, 1st Marine Division Elements of, coming in very quickly to conduct the NEO. James, I got the sense that they'd been on other missions and were given a hurry up to gather themselves together and get into Kabul. Is that correct? That was not, they were not waiting on the tarmac for this catastrophe.
That's generally correct. The Marines from 2nd Battalion, 1st Marines, were in Jordan and other places. They were Part of their mission was to be on standby for some to some degree. The 82nd Airborne Troops were in Fort Bragg, North Carolina, and they both got spun up at the last second.
Right.
They had absolutely no idea what they were facing, and they had to do their best.
The book is Cabell, James Hassan, and Jerry Dunleavy. When we come back, it gets worse. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Patton.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.